This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Reds have Chew, Dodgers Puig, Braves have Freeman, Sox Pappy, A's have Chris, Pirates have Kutch, and the Tigers have a Prince. Rays have Price, Indians Bull, Clayton Kershaw, wow, wow, wow.
I forgot about this. Thank you, Plowsy.
Who did this?
God, I can't remember what station did this. It was an FM radio station. It's a play off a song called What the Fox Say, I think. Wow. So this was a postseason song a couple years ago. Thank you.
I'm sure that Rob Raines has this in his playlist right now.
Who
Rob?
Doesn't?
You have this, right? Rob, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you. Happy opening day.
Are you in St. Louis? Are you in Milwaukee?
I am in St. Louis. Yeah, I was just back from Florida, so didn't want to rush on up to Milwaukee. I'll be paying attention to what's going on, but I won't be up there today.
In your book about where St. Louisans should eat and stay hotels and visit, those are minor league cities and the city of St. Louis, correct? Or do you also include other cities?
We don't include the other cities, except that I can tell you that one of our great sponsors on our website, the Drury Hotels, does have a hotel in Milwaukee. So if anybody
Very nice.
Is looking you up to Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, they have a few Drury Hotels around some of the National League cities. Atlanta, the one in Marietta is 7 minutes from SunTrust Ballpark, I can tell you that.
Milwaukee County Stadium is, it's
Miller Park for one more
Miller
year.
Park. Yes.
Yeah. They have, I wonder if the roof will be closed today. Do we know the weather?
What I saw early this morning was it was closed.
Okay. All right. What's your thinking, first of all, on your reaction with the Cardinals going Michaelis, Flaherty, Hudson, Waka, and not using Wainwright in the first four?
Yeah, I don't know if there was what they're really kind of thinking what behind that was, but I'm okay with it. It probably has something to do with matchups, you know, the next time through the rotation. They probably actually just thought, too, that Pittsburgh was probably a little better matchup for him than Milwaukee. You know, obviously Pittsburgh's not going to be quite as talented an offensive lineup, I don't think, as the Brewers will be. So I think I like the setup. I think it's, you know, gives your best guns going early, and guys have had success. Both Michaelis and Flaherty especially had success at that ballpark and against Milwaukee last year. So, and you know, nobody had a better spring than Dakota Hudson. So that should be your top three right there.
Which guy out of the bullpen would come in first? Let's just say Michaelis is struggling in the fifth, and the game is still competitive. It's not a blowout or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Do you think they try to go Reyes for a couple innings right away, or would they go Brebbia? How do you see that?
Well, I think it probably depends on the where they are in the lineup. You know, I mean, they're going to use Miller against the key left-handed batters in the key part of the ballgame, so they don't really care what inning that's in, I don't think. You know, you got Brebbia, you got Myers. I would think probably in a fifth-inning situation it would be one of those two guys, maybe Leon. I think you try those guys. I think they really want to do Reyes, Miller, Hicks right now for like the 7th, 8th, 9th, unless there's something that they really need to get done before that. But they've got confidence in all those guys. I mean, Leon and Brebbia, you know, had good springs, and Myers had a good spring, and then Gant is, you know, the long guy. I mean, maybe it's even the 5th inning. They might go to Gant for a couple innings to try to bridge that gap. You know, they've got a lot of options for sure.
Anything new on Carlos Martinez lately?
Not that I've heard. Silta's throwing in Florida. He's going to get in some you know, bullpen sessions, and then the next progression will be, you know, the live BPs, and then maybe some rehab starts in this part of, like, the extended spring program out there. When I say start, that doesn't mean he's going to start, you know, but just start pitching in those kind of games. And so I think, you're looking at probably the end of April before we really know what's going on. I mean, he's basically starting over as far as spring training was concerned, and that takes about 6 weeks. So I would say, you know, maybe here in a couple, 3 weeks, we'll kind of get an indication of whether they're thinking as far as starting or relieving. But realistically, I don't think there's any chance we'll see him in St. Louis until, you know, the end of April at the absolute earliest.
I think the perception by most in baseball is your number three hitter is normally your best hitter. Paul Goldschmidt bats second. Paul DeJong bats third. Your impressions?
I'm okay with it, either second or third. You know, there's also a form of baseball that analytics people, the sabermetric people, that say you should bat your best hitter second. So, and I don't have the numbers to back up which is actually, you know, has proven to be more successful over time. I think that what they're doing is, you know, if you kind of look at the lineup in a whole, you know, they've made this comment a couple of times in different places, is, you know, the old traditional lineup where you have, you know, the guys who are going to steal, you know, 30 or 40 bases or batting first and second. Well, they haven't done that. They've got those guys batting sixth, seventh, and eighth. You know, if you got Fowler hitting sixth, either Wong or Bader seventh, and the other guy hitting eighth, that's your speed right there. So I think what they're counting on is those guys getting on base when Carpenter, Goldschmidt come up. So that's going to be hopefully an RBI position, because those guys are already be on base.
Speaking of Fowler, how long do you think the leash will be on Fowler this year?
Tell me what he's hitting at the end of April, and I'll tell you how long the leash is. I think that we don't know. I mean, it's going to be a situation where he's still going to get an opportunity to play. I mean, I would think there'll be a chance at some point here that he'll fall into a platoon situation with either Martinez or O'Neill and not face, you know, left-handers. But, of course, there's not that many left-handed starters in the league, so he still will get probably 60-70% of the starts, I think, at least for the first couple months. And it's also, you know, the other thing to keep in mind is we're not talking a vacuum here. I mean, part of the reason that everybody got so down on Fowler last year when he was playing so bad at the start of the season was there are other guys playing bad too. You know, Carpenter was really slumping, and, you know, some of the other offensive guys weren't doing their job. So if they've got enough guys that are playing well, if Goldschmidt's playing well, DeYoung's playing well, you know, Ozuna's playing well, you know, Carp's playing well, then you probably could withstand Fowler not playing, you know, not hitting 300 or hitting, you know, 10 home runs in April if the other guys are doing well. But if the other guys are slumping too, and Fowler's slumping, then that's going to be more of a problem.
So the Brewers this weekend, Chacin, Peralta, Woodruff, and Burns, they're all right-handers. Yeah, do you think Jose Martinez even gets a start this weekend?
I bet he starts one of those games, but I don't know which one. You know, I don't know the matchups. I haven't looked at the numbers to see if there's one guy in that group that he's had more success against than others. But I wouldn't be surprised he starts one, O'Neill starts one somewhere. I mean, they want to get those guys fresh. I mean, you know, you've sat around for 3 days now pretty much after playing Monday night in Milwaukee. And, you know, you don't want to have all that benefit of, you know, having gone through spring training, gotten ready and getting your rhythm and your timing, all that kind of stuff, and then lose it by sitting around for a week. So, you know, I think they'll try to get those guys at least, you know, some at bats here at some point this weekend.
So at the end of September, at the end of this season, what do you think Marcelo Zuna's stats are going to look like?
I don't know. I mean, they'll be better than they were a year ago. I don't know that they'll be as good as they were in 17. I would say if he hits 25 homers, drives in, you know, 85 or 90 runs, hits close to 300, that's a really good year for him. And that'll be a really good year for the Cardinals. If he gets enough at bats to do that, that would be kind of the key too. I'm not worried about his arm from a defensive standpoint. He'll catch the ball. You know, he's throwing. It's going to be better than it was a year ago. But the main thing, he just needs to be good offensively.
You were down there for a long time, so you saw a lot of Tyler O'Neill. You saw a lot of Harrison Bader. You think there's any chance that moves into a platoon situation?
Depends on how well Bader hits. You know, they really like his defense. They really like his speed, you know, but he's going to have to, you know, get on base. I mean, he can't strike out, you know, three times a game and you know, not draw any walks. I mean, he's kind of Jeff Albert's little kind of prototype target here, I think, to see how he can do, you know, with his whole plate discipline and pitch recognition and all that kind of stuff. He struck out way too much still again in the spring, so it is something he's aware of. It's something he's working on, but, you know, his opportunity will come because of Bader not, you know, hitting. I mean, O'Neill's opportunity will come because of Bader not playing well, and that's really kind of not the way you want to get it. But, you know, they're both going to have to kind of prove that they can be in the lineup on a consistent basis, and they're going to have to do that offensively because they can play defense. O'Neill can play defense too. There's not a problem with him there. It's going to be, you know, how are they hitting that's going to determine who gets the playing time.
Do you think Paul DeJong is ready to be a third-place hitter on a really good team?
Yes. Because I think, you know, he's gotten better as far as his plate discipline is concerned. You know, he struck out too much, too, and didn't walk enough early on when he came up. But sitting between Goldschmidt and Ozuna, he's going to get a lot of fastballs. He's going to get a lot of pitches to hit. And he proved last year, I think he had, you know, close to, you know, near the top of the National League in RBIs the second half of the season, you know, once he came back from that broken hand. So, you know, he's going to maybe not necessarily hit as many home runs as some of those guys, but he's a pretty good RBI guy. And I think he does well with men on base. So I'm not, you know, I have no problem with DeJong hitting third. I mean, he hit third, you know, most of his rookie year and did fine there. So I think his place in the lineup is kind of dependent on how the other guys do. You know, if Fowler gets off to a really hot start and they decide to move him up to second and they drop Goldschmidt back to third, then you got DeJong hitting fifth or sixth. And I'm okay with that too. But again, his, you know, all these moves and all these decisions, it's not based on any one individual. It's based on how the whole kind of lineup combined is gelling and the order in which they think it needs to be to get the most out of everybody.
Good stuff, Rob. We appreciate it. We'll be talking throughout the year. Enjoy opening day. And if somebody
Absolutely,
wants to
Frank.
Read your analysis of it, they can do it how?
STLSportsPage.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Rob Raines, R-O-B-R-A-I-N-S.
Thank you, sir. That is
Thanks,
Rob Raines joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. You've heard from the owner, Bill DeWitt. When we come back, we're going to hear from the president, John Mozeliak. Our phone lines are sponsored by Maryville University. Their Digital World program provides students with free iPads loaded with textbooks, more than 150 apps. The program is designed to engage students as critical thinkers, and they do a wonderful job at that. Go to maryville.edu for more information. We'll be right back.